aftermath of a Supreme Court decision. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The day after the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, a legal precedent that had been in effect for almost 50 years, violent behavior has started to take place across the U.S. 10 pro-abortion protesters arrested for disorderly conduct outside a pregnancy center in Eugene, Oregon, Saturday, during a self-described Night of Rage event. In Longmont, Colorado, the FBI is assisting police in their investigation of vandalism and arson at a pregnancy center there. U.S. Capitol Police say two people were arrested for destruction of property Saturday afternoon at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota disagreeing with the Supreme Court decision.
Who are we going to allow to make these decisions? Is it going to be a woman? Do we trust a woman and her doctor to make the decision about her health? Or do we want politicians or the government or Ted Cruz to make that decision?
Over a dozen states enacting trigger laws Friday that place severe limits or prohibit abortions in those states. President Biden arriving in Germany Saturday for the G7 summit, where the focus will be on holding Russia accountable for their actions against Ukraine, as well as record high inflation in food and energy prices. John Kirby, White House National Security Council Strategic Communications Coordinator, says the summit will also focus on China.
The impact that China's coercive economic practices, use of forced labor, intellectual theft, all those are front and center. And I think you're going to see China very much at the forefront as the G7 goes on.
Russian forces attempting to capture the last remaining Ukrainian stronghold in the eastern Luhansk region. Russia firing dozens of missiles Saturday across Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A U.S. soldier admits to devising a terrifying murder plot.
Army Private Ethan Meltzer of Louisville, Kentucky, pleaded guilty in federal court of plotting to kill members of his unit in 2020. The 24-year-old also admitted to trying to support terrorists and illegally transmitting national defense information. Authorities say Meltzer was a member of a violent anarchist group called the Order of Nine Angels, which supports neo-Nazism and Satanism. His lawyer initially denied membership, but authorities say Meltzer wanted to infiltrate the military on the group's behalf. He could face 45 years in prison. Roger Stern, Fox News.
A battle to be one of the first states in the Democrats' 2024 presidential nominating process.
Officials inside the Democratic National Committee are considering rearranging their primary schedule. The Washington Post reports the usual first-in-the-nation primary and caucus states, New Hampshire and Iowa, have been criticized because they're two of the least racially diverse states, and they've had an oversized role in choosing presidential candidates. So now Maryland, New Jersey, Illinois, and Georgia are among 16 states vying to get in on the early nominating process. A DNC decision on it's expected later this summer. Till NATO, Fox News.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson having a disciplinary hearing with the NFL Tuesday.
Watson was targeted in 24 lawsuits for alleged sexual misconduct and inappropriate behavior during massage sessions. The QB has settled in 20 of those cases. 4 cases remain outstanding. Watson will meet with former federal judge Sue Robinson. She will decide if Watson violated the league's personal conduct policy. Watson could face a lengthy suspension. He has denied all wrongdoing. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.